Welcome. The moment of creating this meditation, America is a mess, a tinderbox, riots, looting. You know the story of George Floyd, and whether you're hearing this when it's still breaking news or whether you're hearing this when it's a memory, I went to look up what Martin Luther King Jr. had to say when this happened after the Watts riots in 1965. And MLK said, in the final analysis, a riot is the language of the unheard. And what is it that America has failed to hear? As you and I hide in our relatively safe homes, it does take a toll to watch and read about the looting, the riots, the chaos. But when the chaos is also happening in your own home and in your own mind, you have to ask, where is the escape? So we had another sleepless night last night in my house. It was the very last day that my daughter had to take this steroid medication. It's so intense when you're awakened every 20 minutes. Daddy, daddy, mommy, mommy. No matter how much you meditate, no matter how much positive psychology you consume, no matter how nice of a person you are, when you're tired, all the worries and doubts creep or flood into your mind. And that's not a statement about me personally, but our whole country. When you're tired, all the worries and doubts and emotions flood into your mind. Those suffering from the division between races and economic classes have been tired for a really long time. And now that exhaustion and frustration is flooding our country with chaos. Again, the question, what is it that America has failed to hear? It's not just a question for police, mayors, politicians. It's a question for each one of us. So I want to tell you what I have failed to hear. I'm a relatively advantaged white person. I've been mostly very lucky in life. I honestly couldn't totally relate to what those massive, underprivileged swaths of our population are protesting against right now. I mean, I understand it. I stand with them. I vote with them. I support them. But I could not truly feel their pain. But over the past month, with all these sleepless nights and just seeing my daughter go through this, I can honestly say I feel pain for the first time in my life. And my wife has been going once a week to this outpatient clinic where my daughter gets her chemo, and she says she sees other mothers in there with their children. Some of these mothers, it's very clear, they don't have the luxury of working from home. They don't have the luxury of probably really good health insurance. They don't have the luxury of having money in the bank to cover the essentials. One of the nurses told my wife before COVID, when the rules changed, some of these moms who were taking their kid to get chemo at the outpatient clinic, they would come with four other siblings and they'd just be scattered in the waiting room. How in the world do people with real struggles who work three jobs and their kid has leukemia, how do they get through this? I mean, we're up to our ears and we have so many privileges and advantages. So last night, I'm up at 3 a.m., the middle of the night, completely exhausted. But I'm thinking to myself, there are parents going through this to whom it is even more painful and more depleting, who are not just brought to the edges of their capacity, but pushed well beyond those edges. And whether those parents are struggling because of the color of their skin, or the language they speak or don't speak, or whatever their disadvantage, these riots and this looting, it's not just about race, but class and this massive divide between advantage and disadvantage. And I tell you all this to have a conversation in the heat and pressure and exhaustion which all of America is experiencing so intensely right now. I think it's a really important moment to ask, what are you failing to hear or feel or see? What are you willing to hear or feel or see? Maybe it's something with your business and how you can better use your business to serve the community. Maybe it's something in your family that's being expressed but not heard. Maybe it's something in your soul that needs a clear moment to surface. So take a moment to get more comfortable. I know it's a sort of intense subject for a meditation, but I think it would be completely tone deaf to not stand in the fire of this moment in history and ask, what am I failing to hear or feel or see? And then just listen. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your mind wanders, come back to that question. What am I failing to hear or feel or see? And just listen. Thank you. if your attention wandered, what am I failing to hear or feel or see? And just listen. Coming back to the moment. So in this moment in history, when I'm creating this, America is burning. People are angry. They should be. And I think the question has to start with each one of us. What are you failing to hear or feel or see? It's not just about race relations, but also this economic divide. Personally, I mentioned these people who are going through what we're going through with their child. They might not have the luxury of working from home or the luxury of someone to take care of their other children. They might not have money in the bank to take care of the basics. I was deaf to that. But now in the middle of the night when I'm awake with my daughter, totally exhausted, I think of these parents going through this to whom it is even more painful, more depleting, who are not just brought to the edges of their capacity, but pushed well beyond those edges. I think it would be tone deaf to not stand in the fire of this moment in history and ask, what am I failing to hear or feel or see? And see if you can take today to listen. Peace.